The question today is, what obligation does the husband have in the home? This is part number three of this. We've already dealt with this and said that really we need to be a lover of our wives, number one. And under that, we Christ is the model, how he loved the church. That was sacrifice without complaint, forgiveness without reminder, giving without getting, selflessness without resentment. Then we ought to also love our wives as Christ had a relationship with the church, and that is by Savior, Nourisher, and Cherisher. And then we need to also love our wives, and for that reason we need to love our wives like Christ had a goal for the church, and that was to present them faultless. And we have at our disposal supernatural tools to help our wives to grow up to be to reach maturity, spiritually speaking. And we've got the life of Christ in us if we're saved. We have the indwelling Holy Spirit. We've got the Word of God. And we have the church, the local New Testament church today. And then also we said that husbands need not only as Christ loved the church, love their wives, but they're to love their wives as their own body. But thirdly, today I want us to look a little further about how we're to be a lover of our wife, and that is with greater and a different love than for parents or children. Ephesians 5:31, it says this. He said, "For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh." Now, in other words, you need to leave and cleave and weave is what it amounts to, being one flesh. And there's a greater love there for the wife than there should be for the parents and the husband. Now, statistics years ago, I don't know what they are today, but years ago they said the highest rate of divorce is during the first 18 months of marriage. And of course, they wasn't ready to leave, wasn't ready to cleave, and therefore they were just in the mess. But the second group of people, the highest rate of divorce was between the ages of 42 and 47. Now, wonder why that is. Well, I think I understand, because daddies and mothers sometimes get so wrapped up in kids that when children are gone, you don't know how to live without your children there, because you had a greater love for them than you had for your wife. You need to love your parents. You're supposed to. Love your children? Sure, you're supposed to. But love your wife with a greater love, love that is greater than your parents or your children. You and your parents are not one. You and your children are not one. You see, you and your wife, you are one. Your companion, you are one. So you need to love your wives. You need to be love your wives greater, with a greater love. So therefore, number one, as far as the obligation that a husband has in the home, he's to be a lover of his wife. Number two obligation that we want to deal with today, he's to be a leader in the way. Ephesians chapter 6, verse number 4, he said, "And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord." In other words, you're to be a leader. You're to be, and that word nurture and admonition means discipline and instruction. That means your life and your lip ought to be such that you'll be responsible in for the leadership in your household. You see, God will hold husbands accountable for the leadership in their household. He holds me responsible for the way my entire family dresses. He holds me responsible for the way, in other words, they're under my roof. And you see, and when I'm at home and when they're away, we need to dress our families right. That is, your wife needs to dress right. You say, "I can't tell her what to wear and how to live." Listen, she ought not to dress and dress and undress for the world. She ought to dress and undress for you. You're a husband. And if she, these women today go out exposing too much skin, too much flesh, causing men to lust out in the world. And folks, your responsibility to be a leader in the way. And God's going to hold you responsible for how your husband or how your wife dresses out there in the world. He'll hold me responsible whether I'm in church or whether I'm not in church. Now, thank God I'm in church, but you know, he'll hold you responsible, whether you attend or don't attend. And I want to say this, one church is not as good as another. Even one Baptist church is not as good as another. But you're responsible for how they dress. You're responsible for your family devotion. I'm talking about be a leader in the way. And you need family devotion in those homes. And if you don't, you're really at the church. Your home's out of order, and it's not really called a Christian home. You're responsible for everything that goes on in your house. Don't provoke your children, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. If you set a pattern, an example, don't set it too hard, not too hard for wife and children to follow, but if you're a lover and a leader, they'll be able to follow along your leadership in that, and you meeting your obligation in the home. The third thing, now we said the first is to be a lover of his wife. The second is to be a leader in the way. And thirdly, you're liable for wages. 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse number 8, the Bible makes it very clear that what a person is to do. Now, this has a physical application as well as a spiritual. But it says, but if any provide not for his own, and especially for those of his own house, he hath denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. In other words, folks, you realize something, husbands, you have a responsibility to provide for your wife and for your children. Now, you say, but husbands, says husbands are to be laborers, workers, and provide for his family. And if he don't do it, God says you're worse than an infidel. I've never seen as many people who are shirking their responsibility to work. Now, if you're not able to work, that's one thing. But if you're just sorry, lazy, no good for nothing, I'll tell you what, I don't know what you need, but you need to, like they used to do. They used to come in and warn them and take them out and whip them right good. Well, we won't do that today. I understand that. But folks, God's going to whip you one day somewhere along the way for not meeting your responsibility. You're liable for wages. And that says any man, in other words, we're in a mess today across this country. Now, I'll tell you a lot of the problems are today. Men went off to war in World War II, and what happened? The women, of course, had to go to work, and they got jobs, and they were dressed in man's apparel, and they took on man's payroll, and in other words, they sold their children out to the baby boomers, and whenever men came back from the war, the women decided they wanted to, they liked their independence, and they kept on working there and kept on doing what they wanted, making their money, and after a while, some of them said, "What do I need with them?" And the men, listen, they sold their children, as I said, out to the babysitters and to the public school system, and God never intended it for it to be that way. I mean, you understand, America's been on a nosedive to hell ever since those times. Going down the tubes, I'm talking about. Now, any man who loves God and is a man after his heart, God's own heart I'm talking about, and he's not lazy and can pray and is able to work, he can provide for his family, and God expects him to do so. He's liable for wages. It's not the government's job to support you. I'm not talking about Social Security that you paid into, a type of so-called insurance that's not too dependable, but I'm talking about just being a deadbeat, just wanting something for nothing, claim to be disabled when you're not. Now, I know there's some disabled folks out there. I understand that. But you see, it's not the government's job to support you. Let me say something else. It's not the church's job to support those individuals that are such as that. And people want to. I believe in welfare. I know there's always going to have the poor with us, and I know we have a responsibility in that. But I want to tell you what God said for the husband, that he's liable for wages. He's liable for wages. He's a leader in the way. That's his obligation. He's to be a lover of his wife. He's to be a leader in the way. He's liable for wages. And the fourth thing is that I want to deal with. Needs to be learned in womanhood. Now the Bible says this in the book of 1 Peter chapter 3 verse number 7. Likewise, ye husbands dwell with them, meaning their wives, according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. So the obligation of the husband in the home is to be learned in womanhood. Now, husbands, he said in verse 7 there, to dwell according to knowledge. Now, I ask you a question. Ladies, did you ever feel like your husband just didn't understand you? And vice versa, sometimes we could say that. And you cry, don't know why you cry. And I don't know why they cry either. I can't tell you that. But we need the greatest breakup of the family is because we men do not have a knowledge of womanhood. And it causes a breakdown in communication. And the number one reason for breakdown is not understanding your mate, especially husbands understanding their wives. if she understands you and you understand her, you'll stand together. You see, communication is a threefold affair that needs to be in that home. There must be talk, but TV and paper, newspapers and takes the place of that many times. And then there needs to be a sex. Now, keep your mind clear. I'm talking about just a touch sometimes conveys so much. And you see, more so to the woman than the man. But it's I like the touch, and you like the touch. And so that's communication. And then you need to, it's not only talk and sex and time, but you say, but what about time? You say it's not the quantity of time that you spend, but the quality. Probably we don't spend enough time, nor quality of the time. And we need to use our time wisely. You see, there's no substitute for time. Now, misunderstanding of our wives is a big problem. You say, well, if I could just get her to be like me and vice versa, we'll have a real marriage. That's not right. You see, God made me a man and my wife a woman, and we're not alike. We don't think alike. We don't operate alike. You have a problem when you operate according to your own desires and not thinking of her desires. You see, if a husband could just get to the place to learn what she is, how she functions, how she thinks, how she operates, dwell with them according to knowledge is what the Bible said. Take time to understand them. Take time to listen to them. Take time to be there. I'm convinced that any woman who's halfway decent, that has a husband who will practice these four things, be a lover of his wife, be a leader in the way, be liable for wages, be learned in womanhood, or at least attempt to do that, she'll find her place with him, behind him, and under him. I'm talking about being in subjection to him, and be a wife to that man, and that home is well on its way to being in Bible order. We're talking about the obligation of the husband as far as what does he have obligation in the home. What does the husband have in the home? And so we've looked at those four things. Be a lover of his wife, be a leader in the way, be liable for wages, and be learned in womanhood. We have these series of our messages we preached in the church on tapes and on CDs that would be glad to send them to you. That's more exhaustive than even these radio messages. And I pray the Lord will help you. You can contact us by looking up our website, thepersuader.org, www.thepersuader.org. Let us hear from you. This is Edgar Lee Pascal, host of Ask the Pastor, saying good day to you until we meet again on the air or in the air. May the good Lord bless you is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.